This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Mali's foreign ministry said the government summoned France's ambassador on Tuesday to register its, quote, indignation at French President Emmanuel Macron's recent criticism of the country's army-dominated government. Tensions between France and its former colony Mali have been high since it emerged that the Sahel state is in talks with Russian mercenaries after Paris intervened militarily against jihadists in 2013. These tensions spilled over at the UN General Assembly late last month when Mali's interim prime minister accused France of a, quote, sort of abandonment in full flight over its decision to reduce its military deployment in the region. Macron later told French media the comments were unacceptable and suggested Mali's government was, quote, not even really one, referring to the coup in Mali led by Colonel Assoumi Gata in May. The war of words continued on Tuesday when Macron called on Mali's ruling military to restore state authority in large areas of the country abandoned in the face of the jihadist insurgency. Officials said Tuesday the pipeline that leaked tens of thousands of gallons of oil into the water off Southern California was split open and apparently dragged more than 100 feet along the ocean floor, possibly by a ship's anchor. U.S. federal transportation investigators say early reports suggest the failure may have been, quote, caused by an anchor that hooked the pipeline, causing a partial tear. Officials said Monday that they were considering whether a ship's anchor might have caused the oil spill that had fouled beaches in Orange County. There was no confirmation Tuesday that the leak was caused by an anchor. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers hammered Facebook on Tuesday, accusing CEO Mark Zuckerberg of pushing for higher profits ahead of user safety, and they demanded regulators investigate accusations the social media company harms children and stokes divisions. Whistleblower Frances Haugen in a Senate hearing called for transparency about how Facebook gets users to extend their stay on the site, giving them ample opportunity to advertise to them. There is rising anger from across the political spectrum in Congress with Facebook amid numerous demands for legislative reforms. Haugen compared the social media sites to addictive substances like tobacco and opioids. Coming a day after Facebook suffered an hours-long outage, she pointed to the breakdown in her testimony. Quote, for more than 5 hours, Facebook wasn't used to deepen divides, destabilize democracies, and make young girls and women feel bad about their bodies. The United Nations World Food Program said on Tuesday a, quote, humanitarian catastrophe was possible as the conflict in Ethiopia threatens its ability to deliver food and aid supplies. However, the WFP said it had completed its first round of food distribution to people impacted by the spread of conflict in two regions. A lack of supplies and other issues caused by the conflict means distributions in Tigray are lagging behind. War broke out 10 months ago between Ethiopia's federal troops and forces loyal to the Tigray's People Liberation Front, which controls Tigray. Thousands have died and more than 2 million people have been forced to flee their homes. Since August 15th, WFP has delivered food to almost 300,000 people. The latest abuse scandal to hit the Roman Catholic Church suggests that clergy in France may have sexually abused children on an unprecedented scale for 70 years, an estimated 216,000 children until as late as 2016. The revelations come from an independent inquiry by the church, which released its findings on Tuesday. It reports that since the 1950s, there have been about 3,000 suspected pedophiles in the French church, and the number of victims may increase by 100,000 more people when including abuse by members of the church who are not clergy. Most of the victims were boys aged between 10 and 13. The inquiry says the French church didn't take serious steps to address the issues until 2015 or 2016. The commission started in 2018 after Pope Francis demanded clergy wipe out sexual abuse of minors. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.